Canceling plans because your knees hurt? Nope, not anymore. Get to Joint Relief Institute. Safe, fast, immediate pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen with our Block Club Chicago report. And it's finally happening on the southwest side. Big mall, well, it once was big and busy, is closing. Good morning, John.
Yeah, this is the Ford City Mall, and we got a word, final word, on last Friday that the death trap that has been called the Ford City Mall for the last few years by the alderperson, they decided that they will close it on June 22nd. So to recap, as many of the listeners know now, the deteriorating and hazardous conditions at the mall included a bunch of vacant spaces. There were not many tenants left in this place, but there was flooding and open wiring. Colin Boyle, our photographer, and Atavia Reed, last summer when they were starting to dig around the story, Bob, just took some incredible photos of just leaking ceiling panes down into like the courtyard where people are walking by. And we're not talking about like a slow drip. We're talking about water gushing in certain places and a bunch of workers looking up at being like, yeah, you know, we don't know. They're not fixing it. This place had been bought a couple years ago for by new owners who are hard to reach, who don't say anything when they are brought in front of the judge. And it's one of these kind of, they have a name, the corporation that bought them, but they're one of these faceless folks that buy these properties up and they kind of fall into neglect. And that seems to be what's happened here. Failed a bunch of fire inspections. So yeah, it looks like June 22nd will be the final day. The question is then what happens now? I mean, this is a big space in a prime spot, and you know, there were plans before these new owners bought it to redevelop it, much like we've seen some of the suburban malls pivot to add housing and make them more entertainment districts. Could that be the future of this spot? We don't know, but we'll be following it because it's a big swath of land that deserves, and the people in these communities deserve someplace to either shop, be entertained, or have some housing here.
7601 South Cicero Avenue. We'll keep an eye on that. This is interesting. Over the weekend in Andersonville, people were lining up, not for concert tickets. It was to buy stationery, wasn't it?
Yeah, this story just blows my mind. We wrote a preview of it before the weekend, and the lead headline says, you might see a line on Clark Street. We didn't know for sure whether it would happen or not in the Andersonville neighborhood, but it did. People were setting up chairs, Bob, like the old iPhone releases, at 6:20 in the morning, waiting for the store to open at 11 o'clock. This is at 5208 North Clark Street in Andersonville. And yes, it is paper and pencil. It's a stationery store, but it's these two guys' second location. And this one is about four times the size. They have a location at 1480 West Berwyn, and it has been a popular spot. I mean, lines out the door in this normal spot because they just carry the latest and the greatest in all the worlds of notebooks, pens, inks, stickers. It's just a really cute place. I don't know what other word to describe it, and people love their stationery. If they're into it, they are really into it. And they lined up for the 11 a.m. opening. Our social media person, Melissa, was taking video, which you can find on our social media platforms. But it's two gentlemen. They're married as well, and they have these loyal customers. And the Andersonville community, I don't know, it just fits perfectly there, Bob, right? I mean, you know Andersonville well. You walk up and down Clark Street, of course there should be a stationery spot there. And yeah, I just looking at some of the pictures on what's inside, it's a great place for gifts. There's cards you can buy, really Chicago-centric. And a lot of these things that they have in the store, Bob, are highlighting local artists and the work that local artists do. So what a great story. What a great place. And all the best to these guys.
Paper and Pencil, the name of that store. This Humboldt Park story about the former substitute teacher taking pictures is pretty interesting. People are spotting themselves, aren't they?
Yeah, they're starting to. And I think we told you about it a couple weeks ago, Bob, when we first posted the story. Susan Fell Laser was a substitute teacher at CPS schools in the 1970s. She's also a photographer, and she took all these great black and white photos. And these aren't just like a group of kids smiling and waving. These are like quality. I mean, she's a photographer, and they're really great biopics of these incredible scenes from CPS schools. Well, she, after we did the story and, you know, it started percolating all over the place, she's added more photos. So now she found some more that are developed, and she just wants people to connect. If it's you, if it's someone you know, a picture from when they're a kid. So if you went to a CPS school in the 1970s, specifically on the north and northwest sides, go to blockclubchicago.org, look for the photographer story. And even if you didn't, and I wasn't around then, the photos are awesome. It's a slice of life of the 1970s at these schools in Chicago. The photos are just beautiful, and I'm glad that she's trying to connect it with the people that are in the photos so that they can have some fond memories. And she's going to send them the photos for free. She's going to develop them if it's you. And I love that story, Bob.
Yeah, it's very cool. And finally, we've been talking about the passing of Sam Cianis. He was a warm, wonderful, hardworking, really personification of the American dream, wasn't he?
Yeah, and yeah, I know you'll be chatting more about Billy Goat, but he was. And he was always there, Bob.
Yeah.
Right, that was the other thing, too. He wasn't one of these owners who doesn't show up. I mean, I feel like I just saw him maybe a year ago or so still doing his thing on the Lower Michigan Avenue location. I know you'll do more about it. But, yeah, Billy Goat, obviously the news last week. And we, as journalists, this was our spot, right, Bob?
Mm-hmm,
so
sure.
We'll pour one out for him sometime soon.
He was 91. And one of our conversations with Sam coming up here in about 20 minutes. John Hansen, more at BlockClubChicago.org. Thank you, John.
Talk soon.